Never say this to a woman you are attracted to, the deal breaker. Hey there, it's Anna. Ever found yourself stumbling over your words when you are around someone you're really into? It happens to the best of us, but did you know there are certain things you should absolutely avoid saying? Today, we're diving into those deal breakers, the phrases and comments that will instantly put her off, no matter how attracted she might have been initially. These are not just simple mistakes. These are the kinds of words that can shift how she sees you entirely, turning potential romance into a quick exit. From seemingly innocent jokes to comments that might sound like compliments in your head. I'm here to guide you through the conversational minefield. Curious to find out what you should never let slip? Stay tuned because this is the insider advice that could save your next date. Let's get started and ensure your words bring you closer, not push her away. You are actually smart or funny. Guys, let me tell you about a surefire way to shoot yourself in the foot when trying to impress a woman. Picture this, you are chatting with a lovely lady and you are genuinely impressed by her wit, intelligence, or humor. So, you decide to compliment her by saying, "Wow, you're actually really smart. I know you mean well, but expressing surprise at her positive qualities sends the wrong message. It's like saying, I didn't expect someone as gorgeous as you to have a brain." Women want to be appreciated for the full package, their intelligence, humor, personality, and appearance. Say something like, "I love your sense of humor, you always make me laugh," or "Your insights on this topic are fascinating." Show her that you see and appreciate her for the multifaceted person she is. I didn't take you for the type who likes to read, play sports, etc. Listen up, fellas. Imagine you're getting to know a woman and she mentions loving science fiction novels or playing pickup basketball. Surprise, you blurt out, "Wow, I would have never guessed you were into that." Now, I know you're trying to express interest in her hobbies, but saying that you didn't peg her as the type to enjoy certain activities makes unfair assumptions about who she is and what she's capable of. Women, like men, are complex individuals with diverse interests and passions. Expressing surprise at her hobbies implies they are incompatible with your image of her, putting her in a box based on superficial qualities. Instead of making assumptions, express genuine curiosity and interest. Say something like, "Science fiction novels? That's cool. I'd love to hear what draws you to that genre." Or, "Pick up basketball? Impressive. How did you get into playing?" Approach her interest with an open mind, showing her you see her as a unique individual with her own rich inner life. I'm not like other guys. Guys, if there's one phrase that makes a woman roll their eyes, it's this. It's the rallying cry of the self-proclaimed nice guy, thinking that differentiating himself from some imagined horde of jerks will win a woman's heart. But when you announce that you are not like other guys, you are revealing more about yourself than intended. You are implying that all other men are inferior to you, which is arrogant and presumptuous. More importantly, you're sending the message that you think women are a monolithic entity, easily swayed by empty platitudes about how different and special you are. Women are individuals with unique preferences, desires, and criteria for what they want in a partner. Instead of trying to set yourself apart from an imaginary crowd, focus on showcasing these specific qualities that make you a catch. Talk about your passions, values, and goals. Share stories that highlight your compassion, intelligence, and humor. Don't waste time telling her what you're not. Show her who you are in all of your unique, complex glory. That's what women are really looking for: a genuine connection with a real human being. My ex used to... Let me tell you about a surefire way to make a woman's interest disappear. It's called comparing her to your ex. It's a trap too many guys fall into when trying to make conversation. Picture this, you are on a date and things are going well, then out of nowhere you drop a bomb like, "You know, my ex used to love this restaurant too," or worse, "My ex never understood my sense of humour like you do." You might think you're making a connection, showing her that she's better than your past partners, but that's not how she will see it. Bringing up your ex unnecessarily sends problematic messages. You are implying that you are not fully present with the woman in front of you, mentally comparing her to someone else rather than appreciating her for who she is. That's not a recipe for romance. More importantly, you're making her feel just like another notch on your bedpost, interchangeable with all the other women you've dated, rather than a unique and special individual. The solution? Keep your past in the past. Focus on the person you are with in the moment you are in. If your ex comes up organically, fine, but don't force the comparison. Show your date she has your full attention and respect, leaving the ghosts of relationships past where they belong. "You're too good for me." Let's discuss a phrase that might seem like like a compliment, but it is actually a red flag in disguise. You're too good for me. You know when you're so blown away by a woman's awesomeness that you feel compelled to tell her she's out of your league? I get it. When you're with an amazing woman, it's easy to feel like you don't measure up. Maybe she's smarter, funnier, or more successful. In a moment of insecurity, you might blurt out, "Wow, you're way too good for a guy like me." But when you say that, you're not just putting yourself down, you are also sending the message that you don't believe you deserve her, that you're not confident in your own worth and value. And there's nothing less attractive to a woman than a man who doesn't know his own worth. By putting yourself down, you are telling her you don't trust her judgment, that you don't believe she's capable of making a smart choice about who she wants to be with. Instead of self-deprecation, focus on the positive. Tell her what you admire about her without turning it into a comparison. Say, "I'm so impressed by your intelligence and wit," or "I feel really lucky to be spending time with someone as kind and funny as you." Frame it in terms of your appreciation for her rather than your perceived shortcomings. Show her you are confident, secure, and grateful for the connection you share, and that's the energy that will keep her coming back for more. You must have a lot of guys after you. Guys, let's dive into another well-intentioned but misguided thing men sometimes say to women they're into. It usually goes like this: "Wow, a girl like you must have guys beating down your door, or I bet you get hit on all the time, huh?" Now, I know you're trying to compliment her, acknowledging her attractiveness and desirability, but implying that she's constantly pursued by other men can work against you. For one, you're putting her on a pedestal, making her out to be an unattainable prize rather than a real human being with her own thoughts, feelings, and desires. And that can be a major turnoff for a woman who wants to be seen and appreciated for who she is, not just how many guys are chasing her. More importantly, you're implying that her worth is tied to her ability to attract male attention, as if her value as a person is directly proportional to the number of interested guys. That's a messed up message to send, even if unintentional. Now, a better approach is to just focus on your own connection with her. Tell her what you appreciate about her personality, humor, and intelligence. Make it clear you are interested in her for who she is, not just because you think she's in high demand. Show her you see her as an individual, not just another notch on the bed post of life. That's how you win her heart, by valuing her for the unique and wonderful person she is inside and out. I'll protect you. Fellas, let's talk about a phrase that might seem chivalrous and romantic, but can actually be a major turnoff for modern women. I'm talking about the old "I'll protect you" line. Now, don't get me wrong, wanting to keep your lady safe and sound is a noble impulse, and there's nothing wrong with being a supportive and caring partner. But when you go around announcing that you'll be her knight in shining armor, you are treading on some dangerous ground. For one thing, you're implying that she's weak and helpless, incapable of taking care of herself, and let me tell you, there's nothing that crushes a woman's attraction faster than feeling like she's being patronized or underestimated. But even more importantly, you are setting yourself up for an unhealthy dynamic in your relationship. By appointing yourself as her protector, you are creating an imbalance of power, one where she's dependent on you for her safety and well-being. And that's not a recipe for a healthy, equal partnership. So what's a better approach? Instead of making grand declarations about protecting her, focus on being a supportive and reliable presence in her life. Show her that you are there for her when she needs you, but also trust in her ability to handle her own challenges. If she's going through a tough time, offer your empathy and understanding. If she's facing a difficult decision, be a sounding board and a source of encouragement. But don't fall into the trap of thinking that she needs you to save her from the world. Remember, gentlemen, a truly strong and confident woman doesn't need a protector, she needs a partner. Someone who sees her as an equal, who respects her autonomy and believes in her resilience. So instead of trying to be her hero, focus on being her teammate. That's the kind of love and support that would truly make her feel safe, cherished, and valued. So now that you know what phrases to avoid, what's next for you? Discover the best phrases to make her smile, or learn the 15 signs she loves you but is scared. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe.